This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Again, that's QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Who has appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated more than any other athlete?
Let's go with Michael Jordan.
According to the Bible, name two of the three sons of Adam and Eve.
Pass.
What was Jimi Hendrix's only number one song?
Purple Rain.
The 2015 movie Straight Outta Compton was about the rise and fall of which rap group?
Pass.
In 2018, who became the first female fighter to be enshrined in the UFC Hall of Fame?
Ronda Rousey.
According to the Bible, name two of the three sons of Adam and Eve.
Isaac and John.
The 2015 movie Straight Outta Compton was about the rise and fall of which rap group?
NWA.
Time. Ryan, how'd it go?
I think I got one right, at least, which was my goal, so
it's a good goal.
Okay.
That's a good, healthy, low-key goal.
Yeah,
if
set
I
that
can
bar,
just get one.
Set that bar low.
Got to keep the bar low.
All right. I'm going to wave
hold
Joe
on, Ryan.
In now as we have Ryan hold.
Joe?
Yeah?
Are you ready?
I think so.
Ryan is done. He's on hold. He told us he achieved his goal, he thinks. Your turn. Dumber Than the Show trivia begins in 3, 2, 1. Who has appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated more than any other athlete?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with Michael Jordan.
According to the Bible, name two of the three sons of Adam and Eve.
Pass.
What was Jimi Hendrix's only number one song?
All Along the Watchtower.
The 2015 movie Straight Outta Compton was about the rise and fall of which rap group?
NWA.
In 2018, who became the first female fighter to be enshrined in the UFC Hall of Fame?
Ronda Rousey.
According to the Bible, name two of the three sons of Adam and Eve.
Cain and Abel.
Time. How'd you do?
I think okay. The Bible one, I don't know.
Ryan, welcome back. Let's score this game.
Thank you.
Who has appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated more than any other athlete?
God, there's so many. I couldn't stop thinking.
I got the impression, Ryan, it felt the same way. You both answered that very similar with the, boy. But eventually you both said Michael Jordan, and you're both correct 1-1.
Yeah, nice.
Completing my goal.
According to the Bible, Ryan's goal was to get one.
Oh, I thought it was to beat me, and he thought he did it.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
I'm sure he'd also
sure
like to beat you.
But his short-term goal was just to get at least one.
According to the Bible, name two of the three sons of Adam and Eve. Joe said Cain and Abel. Ryan said Isaac and John.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isaac, quite infamously, the son of Abraham. John, the son of John Sr.
John Sr. John Cena.
John the First Baptist.
Yes. John 1.
Little JP. The answer, Seth, Cain, and Abel.
Yeah!
Joe leads 2-1. Seth is the lesser spoken about third brother because he didn't get killed or kill the other brother.
He smokes pot and does pottery now.
Yeah.
That sounds like it.
He's lame as hell.
What was 2-1, Joe? What was Jimi Hendrix's only number one song? Joe said All Along the Watchtower. That is a Jimi Hendrix song.
That is, yes.
Ryan said Purple Rain, a Prince song.
Very similar to a Jimi Hendrix song in title, but
Purple Haze.
Maybe Purple
that
Haze
had to have been it.
Yeah.
Did you say Purple Rain? Like I
he did, right?
Yeah, I said Purple Rain. I knew there was a purple something, so
at least you didn't say Purple People Eater. Purple it's paint. All Along the Watchtower.
Yes!
Yeah.
3-1. The 2015 movie Straight Outta Compton was about the rise and fall of which rap group? You both said N.W.A. Both correct. 4-2, Joe. In 2018, who became the first female fighter to be enshrined in the UFC Hall of Fame? You both said Ronda Rousey. Both correct. Joe goes 5-5 and wins 5-3.
Did it fast, too.
I destroyed my immortal foe.
You won.
The math teacher.
Yes. You also won 60 seconds to 40 seconds.
I was going to say, you passed on a couple, came back to them, got them right, and still did it quick.
A couple people have written in and said, man, if Freebeer could have only known that it would be a math teacher and could have thrown two or three, like,
that's not
story
trivial.
Problems on
that's
there,
like
trivial.
Hypotenuse or something.
No, no. That doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
That would make no sense.
So, Ryan, you just took a D-slapping for all of the teachers who came before you that tricked me with your sorcery.
Ryan, thank you. Appreciate you listening. Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Off day.
All right, man. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.